Welcome to the Gaucher Disease edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the Gaucher disease community.
Hello, and welcome to the Rare Care Podcast. This is your host, Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. Our guest today is Dr. Shoshana Revo-Vilk, Director of the Gaucher Unit at Shaare Tzedek Medical Center in Jerusalem, Israel. It's the world's largest Gaucher clinic of its kind, and we thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'd like to talk to you about Gaucher disease in general, and then specifically about how the disease is treated in Israel, and then I'd like to include some information about ongoing research and potential clinical trials. Can we talk about Gaucher disease? How widespread is it? Why is it a concern? And why is it specifically a concern here in Israel?
So Gaucher disease is a genetic disease, a lysosomal storage disease, which is caused by a dysfunctional enzyme protein, which is called glucocerebrosidase. Okay, it's a long name of an enzyme that is meant to dissolve a lipid protein, which is called glucocerebrosid. And because the enzyme is not working as it should work, then there is storage of this glucocerebrosid in cells in the bodies in macrophages. This causes the symptoms of the disease, which are mainly enlarged spleen, what we call splenomegaly, enlarged liver, hepatomegaly, and effect on the blood counts because there is storage in the bone marrow where the blood cells are produced. So there could be low platelet count, which is called thrombocytopenia, and low hemoglobin, which is called anemia. So patients with Gaucher disease can appear to the clinic with different signs and symptoms, which are mainly, as I said, enlarged spleen, enlarged liver. Sometimes they have like swollen tummy because of that. They complain of pain, sometimes of the bones because of storage in the bones. They can complain of fatigue, and sometimes bleeding problems because of low platelet counts and dysfunctional platelets.
So my understanding is that it's the most common of the lysosomal storage diseases, right?
Yeah, it's the most common. And in Israel, it's even more common because it's, as I said, it's a genetic disease. And we have some changes in the genes, mutations that are more common in Ashkenazi Jews. And that's the reason we see it in higher prevalence here in Israel.
And it's also common among Palestinian Arabs, as I understand it.
Genetic diseases which are inherited in an autosomal recessive disease way, so both parents have to be carriers in order for the child to be sick, are always more common in societies where they have inter-family marriages.
Right.
So see it in the Ashkenazi Jews because it's we have a high prevalence of the mutations, the changes in the genes, but we also see it in societies that have inter-family consanguinity marriages, and that's the reason it's common in Arab Palestinians, but also in other societies.
And in the case of Ashkenazi Jews, I understand it would be the same reason why Tay-Sachs disease is more common, because families married among each other.
I'm not sure if that's the cause. I think there is, we don't know exactly why the mutation changed during generation, but we do know that there are several mutations that are more common in Ashkenazi Jews. It could be because intermarriage, but it could be also for other reasons. We know that there is sometimes changes in the genes that cause selective advantage. And actually, there is a interesting research saying that maybe these mutations in the genes gave some advantage against TB, tuberculosis. And that might be the reason why it stayed during many generations. We have some proof showing that this mutation is very, very old, maybe from the 11th, 12th century, where Jews were separated between Ashkenazi and Sephardi time. So we don't think it's only because of intermarriages, but probably there is some selective advantage, but we are not sure yet.
I understand. So among the three types of Gaucher disease, of course, type 1 is the most common, yes?
Right. So the Ashkenazi mutation, the most common one, is protective against neurological disease. So even most of our patients are homozygous to this mutation, so they have quite mild Gaucher disease. We do have patients that are compound heterozygote, that it means that they have this mutation, the Ashkenazi mutation, but another mutation also. So they are, all of them would be type 1, which means that this mutation, the Ashkenazi mutation, is protective. Even if you have another mutation from the other side, you still don't have neurological disease. And only rarely we see also Jewish, but mainly Arab patients that have what we call type 2 or type 3, which are the neurological type of Gaucher disease.
I understand. So tell us a bit about the clinic at Shaarei Tzedek, why your hospital happens to have the world's largest specialized Gaucher clinic.
So our Gaucher unit was founded by Professor Ari Zimran, and he was a pioneer in the field of Gaucher disease after coming back from his fellowship in the U.S. In the 90s. And he established this clinic, and very soon it became the biggest. Just one of the reasons is because Israel has a large population of patients with Gaucher disease because, as I explained, the prevalence of the mutation, but also because Professor Zimran was very well known and people came from all of Israel, also from abroad, to be treated by him. And that's, I think, the reason for us being the largest.
So how long has this clinic been in operation?
Over almost 35 years.
Incredible. And so in terms of numbers of patients, you are the largest. How many people have you treated over the years and at present, at any given time?
Well, in our list, we have almost 950 patients, which is a lot, because I have to say that although in the Ashkenazi population, the incidence is 1 in 850 families or couples, in the world it's 1 to 50,000. So it's a rare disease, not so much in Israel, but it is a rare disease. So 950 over the years is a large number. And yearly we see around 450, 500 patients in our clinics.
Incredible. And as at the time I last visited 5 years ago, you also had something like 50 or 60 Palestinian Arabs among your patient population. Is that still the case?
So unfortunately, we have the war issue in Israel. And since the war, we do have some Palestinian patients coming, but not in the same numbers, unfortunately. We hope it could change. Some of the patients are treated in the Palestinian authorities, but some of the patients are not treated, and it's a big issue. We are trying to help as we can, but the geopolitical situation is not easy, as we know.
Yes. And I also understand that you've had at least one patient in Gaza who has died because of a lack of access to infusions.
So we don't know if she died of that. We know she passed away. She did have a very particular type of Gaucher disease that also involved her heart. So she had an artificial heart valve, and she didn't have access probably to the anticoagulation she needed. So we are not sure exactly what was the cause of her death, but we do know of other patients that are there, and they are not in an easy situation because we cannot give them the enzyme they need. And we are trying to reach out, but it's not easy.
And since the war started, and you know, this has been almost 2 years now, has it become more difficult for your Palestinian patients to come to Jerusalem for treatment?
I think it's getting better now. We have more patients coming. So there was some time that it was harder for them, but we are reaching out, we are doing our best to send them medications, to treat them, so to give them all the support we can. As I see it, I think it's getting a little bit better now, but not from Gaza, but from the other areas. But it's hard to know where it goes.
Right. I want to move quickly to discussing therapies. And to my understanding, not a single new therapy for Gaucher has been approved since 2014. Is that correct?
Yeah. So basically, we are treating Gaucher in two ways. One way is to give the enzyme, the protein that is lacking, and we do it by giving it IV, so through the vein every 2 weeks at the patient home. And the other way to treat the disease is to give pills, which are taken once or twice daily. And this helps to avoid the storage of the compound that we talked about. This therapy is only approved now for adults, so children can get only the intravenous one, and adults can get either the intravenous or the pills, but there is some problem with the pills. You cannot take it during pregnancy and other problems with that.
But we're speaking about Eliglustat.
Miglustat.
Right.
So it's now approved for adults only, and it cannot take it by pregnancy. And also, if you have a renal problem or other a heart problem, then it's you have to take it cautiously.
This is is this the drug that was introduced by Sanofi? Genzyme, right. Now Sanofi?
Right.
So it has restrictions. There are a number of patients who can't use it.
Yeah. So we before we give it, we do several tests. We do an ultra of the heart to see that it's there is no reason issues. And we see that we take blood tests to see that the drug can be taken. There is some SNP that takes like, specific tests to see that you're eligible for this drug. And as I said, you cannot be pregnant. So, and your liver and renal functions are okay. But now that we are more cautious about giving it to the proper people, we see less problem with the drug that as we've been seeing in the past. So yeah, you're right that there was no new drugs. But I have to say that although there is no new drug, and I didn't say it before when you asked me about why we are the biggest and why Professor Zeman was so successful, I think one of the main reasons was that we have one-stop clinic. So when somebody comes to us, in the same day, we do everything. We do blood tests. We follow very specific biomarkers, which are very important. We do ultrasound of the abdomen. We do DEXA, which is showing bone density of the bones. And we also follow for prodromal features of Parkinson's disease, which is something that we know that is connected to Gaucher disease. So I think although we don't have new treatments or medical treatments, still we are getting better in understanding the importance of having a very thorough evaluation every time the patient comes to the clinic to be sure that we are not missing anything along the way.
Understand. And so patients are coming once every 2 weeks for infusions?
No, so patients don't come. In Israel, we have approved home therapy, which is approved in many places over around the world, not in every place, but in many countries. So if a nurse comes to the patient's home and she gives it the treatment there, some of the patients can give the treatment to themselves, but most of them it's by a nurse coming home.
So what I saw 5 years ago, patients coming to Shaarei Tzedek, that's no longer the case?
No, so that's for patients that are either from the Palestinian Authority, but we do also have patients that don't feel comfortable that somebody comes to their home, so they prefer to come to the clinic.
I see.
But we understand that when you have a long-time disease, you want to have a good quality of life for your patients. So you need to make sure that the treatment won't cause them to drive all the way into the hospital, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a waste of a day. This way they get it at their home, they can continue their work, their learning, their everything. And as I said, now in the Gaucher world, we are advocating for approving home therapy worldwide. Some countries need to change their regulations, but we hope that by the help of the IGA, which is a patients association, we'll be able to approve it in more and more countries for the patients to have a better quality of life.
Wonderful. Would you say that you're treating virtually all Gaucher patients in Israel?
No, we have other smaller clinic in Israel, in different parts of Israel.
So how many, if you could put a number, do you know how many Gaucher patients there are in this country?
So we think there is about maybe 200 more than what we see in other different parts of the world, in different parts of Israel, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
We have to say that we do know that there is some patients we don't diagnose. So there is a delayed diagnosis in Gaucher disease, which is a problem. We are trying to improve it both by education and also now I'm working on an AI model that might maybe increase the diagnosis rate of patients with Gaucher disease. So we are working on that. So we know that we have more patients with Gaucher disease that are still undiagnosed. And also we do want to say that there are coming new treatments for Gaucher disease, which is gene therapy. It's still under research. But there is research in gene therapy, and hopefully it was shown to be successful in the pilot study, and now they are planning to open a phase 3 study of gene therapy for Gaucher disease. So hopefully, maybe by the future years, we'll have some results on that. And also, there are companies working on treatment for type three Gaucher disease, neuropathic part of Gaucher disease, which is now don't have good treatment. So hopefully in the future, we'll have something to say about that also.
Wonderful. Yeah, I was going to ask you about gene therapy because obviously we've seen some tremendous success in other rare diseases. Are any of those trials in gene therapy being conducted in Israel?
Yeah. So now the planned trial is going to open in Israel as well as other places worldwide. Hopefully, we hope it will be open in the first part or second part of 2026. So we are in communication with the company that is doing it. And we are still waiting for approval of our authorities, of the Ministry of Health, IRB. But once approved and once the study starts, we hope to enroll a few patients to the study, which, as I said, the pilot part showed good results, and we hope it will be good results also for our patients.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Dr. Shoshana Revel-Vilk, Director of the Gaucher Clinic at Shaare Tzedek Medical Center in Jerusalem, Israel. This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.